looks like we've seen the last of our third partner for a while. All right, we are on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Lakish, on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Halacha Four. I did figure it out today. Let's start from the mission again. Halacha Vav. Somebody who took an oath not to derive any benefit from his friend Lifnei Shvi'is before Shemitah begins, he took the oath before Shemitah. Lo Yorei Toch Sadeh, he may not eat, go into the guy's field. Vein Oichel, and he can't eat, even Minanoitos, even from things which are growing, inclining outside the field, because they're all considered to be from the field. Over Shvi'is, in Shemitah itself, Lo Yorei Toch Sadeh, he may not go down into the guy's field. Avlochel Minanoitos, but he can eat from those which are inclined over, out over the field, because that he doesn't have to use the field for. Noremeno Machol Lifnei Shvi'is, if he took an oath not to eat from him. Now, that means he's allowed to derive benefit from his field. He's just not allowed to eat from his stuff. So he took that oath, Lifnei Shvi'is, Yorei Lotov Sadeh, and go down to his field. Fa'eno Ochel Mina Peros, he can't eat from the fruit, obviously, because that's a Machol. Shvi'is and Shemitah, Yorei didn't go down to Ochel and eat as well. Now, V'yered, why can't he go down to the field during Shemitah? G'dam Rav Shem ben Yochim, like Rav Shem ben Yochim, Shalom Yishev, because he did, even though he can go down for the purpose of taking food, but to tarry there, he might sit down, he might have a good time, so that's no good. Okay? Now, the next machlok is, the next machlok is here in Rav Yochim, Rav Shem ben Lakish, is actually Yushami exclusive. The Bavli has another machlokas which discusses when the person who owns the field took a neder barring access to this individual. The Yushami story about a case where the person, the outside person, is taking the neder. That makes a big difference. The machlokas in the Bavli, machlokas from Shul, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish will crop up indirectly later on. But that's not the machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is not like the Bavli's, where the person in the who owns the field took the neder, but rather where the person who wants access to the field took the neder.
And that's more symmetrical with the Mishnah.
Right, it's more symmetrical with the Mishnah. Right. The Bavli's case is a separate case. Okay, so anyway, Rabbi Yochanan pasam asis, Rabbi Yochanan learned the Mishnah as follows. Hamud arno michavero, somebody who took an oath not to derive benefit from his friend, leave Neshvi'is before Shemitah, any other talks today, we can't go down to his field, v'eno echem min anoitos. He can't eat which from those which are inclined out over the field. V'shvi'is lo yeri letoch sadehu, and during Shemitah, he can't go down into the field, but, however, ochem min aperos, he can eat from the fruit, you know, if the fruit grows outside, if it's somebody else harvested, he can eat the fruit because the fruit is not rusted to him. If he took the neder during Shemitah, so then Yared V'Ochel, he could even enter and eat. And it seems like it's like a neder shu, as we mentioned, it's like a neder shu bota mitzosa bota kulo, something to that effect. Since the neder doesn't take effect vis-a-vis the peros, it also doesn't take effect vis-a-vis the access. Okay? Now that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shimon Lakish pata masdi, Rav Shimon Lakish says, learned the Mishnah. Somebody took the oath from his friend to refrain from the right benefit from his friend before Shemitah. He can't go down to the field. And here's the critical point: he can't eat from the fruit even during Shemitah. That's the argument with Rabbi Yochanan in the Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan holds that during Shemitah you can eat the fruit because the fruit doesn't belong to the Baal HaSodeh. Reish Lakish holds you can't eat the fruit, even during Shemitah. Hi, the fruit doesn't belong to him anymore. So the Gemara is going to explain that in a minute. If he took neder during Shemitah, so Reish Lakish doesn't hold of this neder Shabbat mitzvah bato kulo business. He holds lo yorei toch sadeh. It's two components in the neder. To go into the field, he can't do. Av ochel peros, all he can do is eat the fruit. Okay. Now, nadi b'menu machol lifnei shvi'is. The Reish Lakish continues, if you took a neder on food only before Shemitah, you can go down to the field. You can't eat from the fruit again, even during Shemitah. you can't take the, you can't eat the fruit during Shemitah. Again, the question is, the fruit belongs to the, to Efker, right? So why can't he eat the fruit? So if he took the nether during Shemitah, then even a shlokish concedes it doesn't pertain to the food. Now, what's a shlokish svara? Besides the shlokish svara is going like Rabbi Yossi. We haven't seen Rabbi Yossi yet, but he'll be figure primarily in this evening session. Rabbi Yossi holds, if I make something nether and then I mafkir it, let's say I say you are not allowed to have any benefit from my gemara, and then I make the gemara, hefker. You still can't derive benefit from my gemara because my nether attaches to the chefza. It remains usher for you even after I mafkir it. Okay, it's a fascinating thing. I don't think the Babli holds this way. I think the Babli does not hold it. That's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi. We'll come to that in a few minutes. But this concept is, I attach an isser to my object, remains also even after I mafgir it. So therefore, the same thing Rabbi Yishlokish holds about Shemitah. Since I asked the fruit of my field upon you while they were still mine, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu came and said, well, it's hefker. Doesn't matter, the isser still remains. That's Rabbi Yossi, but that's as far. The side of Rishim Melakish, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Amar, and they should call them Nito or Lef Kero, Ken Rishim Melakish Amar, they should call them Nito or Lef Kero. Same idea. Okay? So, says Amar, the Velof Kero, the Nidro, and the Hefka didn't precede the Neder. Of course, it was the other way around. If the Hefka preceded the Neder, then the Neder's no void. That's why if the guy took a Neder not to derive any benefit during Shemitah, so then the nether is null and void because it's already hefker.
Because it's not even his to begin with. How can he oster you on something that doesn't belong to him?
Right, that's correct. Okay? That's absolutely true. Now, the thing is, it could be that this the same machlokas would be in sync with the Babli's machlokas. I don't know where it's the guy in the field taking the nether, right? Because Pashtus is, we could have the same machlokas, right? Because the nether might be able to take effect on the fruit, according to Reish Lakish. But it doesn't seem that way from the Babli. The Babli has Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish both on the same page, so to speak. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish there don't have the disagreement. And over there, they both hold that if the guy who's in the field takes the nether, so it says here. He can't go into the field before Shmiz. He gives Shmiz, he can be Eichel's Anoitas. So here, Reish Lakish doesn't argue, right? Reish Lakish here in the Bavli holds that during Shemitah, he can eat from the fruit of the field. So I don't know, I'm not sure. It seems to me, just thinking it over, that there is some close between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Because I think Reish Lakish's shita should be the same, regardless of whoever took the nether. If the nether, which had devolves before Shemitah, takes effect, then it should take effect both whether the person outside the field took the nether or the person inside the field took the nether. Right? I assume. But the Bavli, he clearly has Reish Lakish agreeing that the nether only takes effect up to Shemitah, not after Shemitah begins. Okay? So in any event, so says Zemar, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Ba Bar Chiyah, which Rabbi Yochanan said, "Moda Rabbi Yossi, what does Rabbi Yochanan know about this? Rabbi Yochanan cried at Rabbi Yossi, that's true, but what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yossi holds. So Rabbi Yossi holds, so Rabbi Yochanan, whoever says, Moda Rabbi Yossi, Befker Torah Shul Mutter. That which a nether attaches, even after Hefker, is where it's my private nether and my private Hefker. So that nether continues through the hefker, but where the Torah was mafkir it no longer applies, and that makes sense because the Neir Rabbi Yossi is later going to learn the concept of hefker. Hefker is still mine. It's still my property. It's just that I gave permission to other people to acquire it. You, I didn't give permission to acquire it. It's like Yeush, where I give up hope and other people come take it. Hefker Rabbi Yossi works similarly. But that's where I'm mafkir it. says Rabbi Yochanan. Where the Torah's mafkired me, the Torah took it away from me during Shemitah, then I don't have that right to apply that limitation. I can't say anybody can be Zoichan except you. That's where it's at my discretion. But the Torah didn't give me that discretion during Shemitah. I was thinking, it sounds a little bit like Reish Lakish holds like the Ishita of the Urayim. The Urayim holds by Shemitah's Ksofim. By Shemitah's Ksofim, the Urayim holds, you know, there's a halacha that Shemitah cancels loans. But the Urayim is the Shitas Yochid. He holds that Shemitah only cancels loans if I agree to cancel. The Malva agrees to cancel. It's up to the Malva's discretion. He's supposed to. It's a mitzvah saseya find him to cancel loans. But if he's going to be a jerk, he doesn't want to cancel. Russia doesn't want to cancel. So he, you know, he's got that right. So everybody else disagrees. But that's what he says. So I was thinking maybe, you know, the Shemitah also, vis-a-vis here, maybe one consider Reish Lakish or Shemitah similar. And that the Shemitah on fruits, and that's why you still retain, like Rabbi Yossi says, by regular hefker, you still retain some ownership beyond the hefker, at least to the extent you can forbid anybody else. So too, Reish Lakish holds that you will still retain some ownership in the fruit beyond the hefker of Shemitah, so you can still offer this fellow.
Once you raise it, to me, I always understood that the difference between hefker and meal is when you retain rights, when you retain rights until somebody else acquires it. And well, versus hefker, you don't retain rights because that's supposed to be I thought it was a critical decision.
You're absolutely correct. Except according to Rabbi Yossi.
So according to Rabbi Yossi, why do you have two concepts of Yehush and hefker?
Because hefker is by with your will, and Yehush is not. It's the same emotion. Or same mindset, but Yeush is by an Aveda and Hefker is by something which you want to discard.
There's no such thing as Hefker Meloni Das.
Right, there's no such thing. Right, but you're right, it's a technical distinction at that point, not a distinction in the abstract manner of how it works. Okay? Says more further. Hamoda Anoy Mechavero. Somebody who's barred from providing hanoah to his barred from getting hanoah from his friend, he barred himself. Lo yishali lenu, he cannot loan him something. Lo yishali menu, nor may he borrow from him. Lo yavenu, he may not loan him money. Lo yavenu menu, nor may he borrow from him. Lo yimkor, he cannot sell. Lo yikar menu, nor buy from him. We said before that if he sells to him at a loss and buys from him, you know, also the loss, and that's okay. But you know, it has to. Yeah, that's a. But generally speaking, regular commerce is prohibited. This is a weird case. A guy says stam to another individual. Reuven says to Shimon, they're not yet in a state of nether. Hashem paroscha, loan me your cow or your bull, whatever, your cow. Armelash they said ain't a pnuya, it's not free. So the guy wanted to borrow was very upset. He said, "Koinam sadi she'eni chorish b'olam. My field is prohibited that I'm never going to plow with your cow in it. In other words, I wouldn't stoop to borrow your cow, you jerk." So in any event, imayo darko lachrosh, if he normally plows his own field, loser, he's not allowed to plow his field. But he's allowed to hire other people to use that guy's cow. To plow in his field.
Or benefiting from the use of that cow.
Right, but doesn't matter. His kavana was that he's not going to use the cow. It's a technicality. However, if he ain't darker lachrosh, what if he doesn't plow? He's over that. He hires sharecroppers to plow. So who b'chad amasurim then, his nether was intended not just for himself, but also for all his workers, and nobody's allowed to use that cow in his field. Okay? Says more about Emer. Kainam sadi sheinu choresh le'olam. It's coming to say that if he says kainam sadi sheinu choresh le'olam, that that I'm not going to plow forever. So how come other people are forbidden in the seifa? So he said, we say it's talking about Boimer Koinam Sodinech Reshes Loyal. He didn't say me, but rather my field. And therefore it depends who normally plows his field. In other words, if he's the one who normally plows his field, then the other people can't do it. If he's not the other one who normally plows his field, then other people may not do it. So again, the emphasis is, because he didn't say a knee, which would be personal, but rather Sadi, my field, and that's why it depends on what the normal derech is, how we interpret his mindset. Okay? Hamoyla Noyim Echaviru. Somebody who borrows himself from receiving an offer from his friend. Ve'englo Mayochal. The friend has nothing to eat. Zoel Echetel Chenvoni. I can't provide you with food because you forswore all anah for me, or I forswore giving you all anah, same idea. You go to a storekeeper. You say, each ploiny, moider many hanoya. You say, you know, Reuven, I can't get benefit from me. And I don't know what to do. So who knows, say lo, so the storekeeper hears this. He gives supplies to the destitute individual, and the storekeeper can then get the reimbursed from the person who made the statement. Why is that okay? So says Yerushalmi, Shana Yochalotzi Merubadin. I never understood this before. I don't think this is in the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't really give the reason for it. But here, the reason given is a very logical reason. It says that the storekeeper cannot take the person to court on the basis of a statement, because he just made a vague statement. Oh, Yanko doesn't have anything to eat. I don't know what to do. He might have winked, you know, and made a gesture which indicated, I'll pay, but it's not, you know, enforceable in court. It's not enforceable in court. There's no direct link. So therefore, Yanko is not receiving an offer from the person from whom he's barred from receiving an offer. That makes it legitimate. Okay, he's receiving an offer from the storekeeper. Storekeeper was taking a bit of a chance. He knew obviously that things would work out for the best, but that's why it's permitted. Okay, similar idea. I basically knows the gedera ligdor. The guy who was forsworn had a house to build and a fence to mend. I hope to build. So they ligdor a field to harvest. Soil chetz apolim. So the other guy goes to workers' farm and says, "Ish plenty moider many hanoya." He can't derive any benefit from me. Veni of the MIS, I don't know what to do. Henos Imo, they do the work. They come and get paid by this individual. So, okay, same principle. Maudi Yemar, can a guy say, can he go so far as to say the following, which is even higher, ratcheting up the statement? He says, Man the Ya'oved lo mafsid. Anybody who goes and does work for that individual, he won't lose. So obviously that's a much more direct statement, right? It's not a guarantee. It seems not to be a guarantee, but a direct guarantee, but it's still, I think it is enforceable in court.
It's the same language that when there's a fire on Shabbos and you tell a guy.
You cheated. You looked ahead in the Gemara.
But it's the same.
It's exactly the same Gemara we had in Shabbos right now. The Gemara is on the next mission is precisely the same Bushan we had in Shabbos on the topic. Very good. Let's hear from Halachas of Shabbos. B'yoy made the Rabbi Yami. In the days of Rabbi Yami, Nuflad Leika, fire fell Bakfar in the village. Bapik Rabbi Yami Cruz Bushukoi. Rabbi Yami made a pronouncement in Bashukid Aramoi in the non-Jewish marketplaces. Farmers had called Avad Lomafsi. Anybody who comes and puts out the fire is not going to lose. Om Rabbi Lez Rabbi Yossi Kumi Rabbi Yossi. No, that's not right. Sakon Habis. It was a dangerous situation. Says Marnovi Sakonavis, it was a dangerous situation. If you Rabbi Ami, even Rabbi Ami should put out the fire himself. Lo Taidi, we're going to call the bar Sakona. Anytime there's a danger involved, we don't say let the goyim or the miners do the thing. It should be Bigdoilim Shebi Yisrael, not Bigdoilim Yisrael. Even the Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbonim should get out there and put out the fire. So obviously it wasn't Sakona, so therefore it's a riot that you can say Kolam Chavein or Mafsid or whatever similar Rosh. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ma'isa Shnovel, Lake of Achotzer, Yosi Ben Simoi, Besichin. My son, when a fire fell in the courtyard of Yossi ben Simoi, who was in this town called Sichin, the order of Nekatsu Shel Tziporin, the members of the non-Jewish army battalion in Tziporin came down with Chabosa to put it out. The Loniach and Chabosa would not let them put it out. Armalan, so he said to them, Anichula Gabai Shibes Chova, let Akosh Baruch Hu, who's the collector, collect his debt. In other words, if I'm liable to pay this, that'll be my payment. So a miracle occurred. Miyad Koshel Avanon. Immediately the clouds the sky was filled with clouds. Yaruk Shomim, and rain came down the Kibol and put out the fire, in order to show that he was a tzaddik, and you know obviously was nothing to be taken from him in that respect. Motzei Shabbos, nonetheless, Motzei Shabbos, Sholko Echad Bechad Meim Sela. Motzei Shabbos, he sent every soldier a buck, Lefachu Shlem, and to the general, Chamishim Dinar. Amar Yechin Achin said, Lo Yetzarach La'asos Kein, he didn't have to stop them from putting out the fire, because it was like they came on their own. It wasn't the Namir La'aku Mishu. Chad Kuti Hava Migire Rabbi Yoina. The certain guy who was the neighbor of Rabbi Yoina, Nachlet Lake of Bimgirusa, a fire fell in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yoina. Also, Kuto Aboy Mitfire, so that a guy wanted to go and put out the fire. Lo Shak Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yoina did not allow him to do so. Amar Lei, so the guy said to him, Begadoch Madlei, Midi, or Begadloch Midili, I think it actually is. All of my property is contingent on your God. Your God means your mazel. Okay? So God in Hebrew means, is one of the terms for mazel. So he says, basically, if you choose the fire doesn't go, if fire damages my property because you didn't let me put it out, you will have to pay me. So Rabbi Yair said, Armalei in? Yes. Needless to say, Vishtaz of Kula, the entire neighborhood was saved. Okay, because obviously, you know, he knew that what he was doing, Rabbi Yair. Rabbi Yair, the Kfar Imi, Paras Gulsa Agdisha, and finally one of these classic Yerushalmi stories, Rabbi Yair, the Kfar Imi, Paras Gulsa Agdisha, used to spread his cloak on the cut grain, Venura Arkas Mine, and the fire would run away from the goats. Okay, so the Amoroyim, they were pretty holy guys, so therefore they knew how to control fire with methods other than the ones we would use nowadays. All right? Halacha Yud. Very, very, very important Mishnah. Fundamental, one of the fundamental Mishnahs in Shas. Hayu Ma'achim B'derech, but they're walking down the road, V'ein lo ma'yochel, he doesn't have what to eat. And this is the guy, again, who's Mudr Hanor. And there's no storekeeper around. So now, Nosim La'achirim, L'shem Atana, the guy who's mudar hanoah, who can't provide hanoah, gives it to other people in the group for the purpose of matzana. V'alo noitel v'oichel, and that guy can take the food and eat it, umutar, and that's okay. Right? Now, that's Yushalmi's girsa. The Bible is a different girsa in this ratio, and it's going to make a big difference. The Bible's girsa is not noisin lacher, but noisin l'echod, to one. L'shei matana, like it says here, v'alo mutarba, and the other guy can take it, mutarba, he's permitted. Not noitel v'oichel. There's a difference. In the Mishnah here, it says in about Yushami, it says, acher, plural. The Bible, it says, echad, one other one. Also in the Mishnah here, in the Yushami, it says, here's acher, and the other guy takes it from the rock. The Yushalmi, the Babli says, it's given to him by the person who received it as a gift. Okay? So one case has to be given by an intermediary, that's the Babli. Yushalmi, this individual comes and takes it. That's going to make a difference. Okay? Trust me on that. We'll see in a minute. If there's nobody else, if nobody else is present with them, so then, meniach al hasela, he puts it on a stone, or a gader, or on a fence, v'omer, and he says, harei hein mufkon, they are hefker, l'chol mishi yachbot, so everyone wants, v'alo no tov, the other individual takes, Rabbi Yossi Yosser, Rabbi Yossi forbids this. So this is Rabbi Yossi we had earlier this evening, and now we're going to discuss him at some point. Tana, Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir says, Kevin Shalat the Mavkir, once a person makes something Hefkir, Yot the Dover Mishusa. It's left as his possession. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Hefkir Yetzir Mitachasi Yad Bailim Ela Bischia. It ain't over until it's over, right? Till the guy picks it up, whoever picks it up. Okay? It's a very basic difference. That's what I told you before. Rabbanan, the way we paskin, or a mayor says, Hefker is immediate. I immediately lose all ownership. For Rabbi Yossi, Hefker only takes place when, I mean, it's Hefker immediately, but the ownership is retained until the other guy picks it up.
So you can selectively decide who it's going to remain Hefker.
We're going to see about that. That's all. That's going to be an issue. Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Bob, Achia, Tavei, Norman, they both said, Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem, Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yana, Divi Rabbi Yossi, now quote this in the race of our Mishnah, Divi Rabbi Yossi, B'noisei Matona Lassor, V'zei Echad Mehem. Now, the Bavli learns Rabbi Yossi only argues on the Seifa, where there's nobody else there, except him and the guy who's Mudar on Noah. When you can put it on the rock, Rabbanan holds, Rameir holds yes, Rabbi Yossi holds no. But the Yushalmi learns, based on its gear, so that there's a machlokas in the ratio as well. Because the ratio is talking about, remember, according to the Bavli Yerushalmi, there are many other people there, right? There are achirim, right? And you're giving it to them. Not to, when the Bavli, remember the sequence of Bavli, you give it to one other guy, and that other guy gives it to the guy who's Mudar Noah. Which even Rabbi Yossi agrees to know, it's good. But the Bavli would have no problem would say Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue the ratio. Because according to Rabbi Yossi also, if I give it to Matana to somebody else, then or whatever, the Dorim I had riding on it fall off, and that guy can give it as a Matana to a third individual. Right? That's then Rabbi Yossi wouldn't argue on that. But according to the Yushalmi's version of the ratio, we're talking about a case where you give it to many other people as a gift, and that one is the one who comes and takes it, the guy who's Mudar on Noah. Not given to him by a third party, but rather, Halon Noita V'Oichel. So, but Rabbi Yossi is going to argue on this. That's what the Yushalmi is saying. They're giving it to 10 people. If this guy is one of them, doesn't make it Mudar. Because it's as if you're giving, if this is the guy who then, among the 10 who picks it up, it's as if you gave it to him. Right? Because Rabbi Yossi holds Hefker is yours until the other guy picks it up. Once the other guy picks it up, it's as if he's acquiring it directly from you. You see that? And see how Rabbi Yossi must argue on that? That's what Yushalmi is saying here. So Rid Baz is telling it.
Is giving it to the 10 people as if you're giving it, you said it, making it as a gift. It sounds more like it's making it Hefker.
It's Hefker to 10, right. It's like we just said before, it's Hefker to 10 people, right? So that's what we're saying. Rabbi Yochum, Shavriyana, Diver Rabbi Yossi, Benoitse Matonel Asar, Vizachon Mam. It's the ratio is like giving a gift to 10 people, and this guy is one of them, and that's awesome. According to Rabbi Yossi. Okay? That's the way Rid Baz, the Mashbiach changes the gears in order to make the Yushalmi agree with the Bavli. I don't see any point in doing that. It seems quite clearly like that's Machlokas. Now, Hifkir Sadeh. Now we're going to digress for a minute. Hifkir Sadeh. What if you're Mafkir your field? East tiny tiny closer bow. There's those who say you can renege on it. These tiny tiny ain't a closer bow. Some say you can't renege on it. Rabbi Chizki of Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lord said, "Man the marchoizer." He said, "Renege, Rabbi Yossi, because it's still yours." Man the mar ain't a closer. He said, "You can't renege, Rabbi Meir." That's like Rabbi Meir. Now, what's the difference? Even if he can't be chol. What's the difference if you can be a chaser or not? Let him just reacquire it. Right? Hefker can just reacquire it. So it says, Matayu Nafni. So, Domro, Hefker Krabiosi Chayb and Meisters. Hefker Krabiosi is Chayb and Meister. Because it's still yours. You have to Meister it if you get it. If not, in other words, if you take it back, you're really not reacquiring it. You're a chayzer mina hefker because it was always yours in theory. I don't know if in theory is the right word. In abstract, until somebody picks up. So even though we hold hefker's potter mina maestris, it's not for you. If you are makir something and then picked it up later on, again, it doesn't, it's it, your field, I mean, I'm sorry about here. You makir your field and then later on reacquired it. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a new acquisition, and in the meantime, it became potter min ha-maisris. No, you're just taking back the permission you gave to everybody else to be zoicha, and you're reneging on your original, you know, permission. And therefore, it's visit you. It's never truly hefker, and that's why you have to take off my source.
It sounds like it has potential to be hefker, but the hefker is not actualized until someone.
Right, it's not to that effect. Right. Adama teacher is hefker krabiosi chay maizus. Ma'amar. No, it's a little bit cryptic, this line. Ma'amar hefker. Did he say it's hefker? Lo matona. That's the Pashup shot. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Hefker's not really Hefker. It's like a matona. That's in fact the Lashon of Bavli. Lashon of Bavli is Kasav Rabbi Yossi, Hefker ke matona. In other words, it ain't the other guy. It's like a gift. It's a gift to mankind in general. But it's a gift, and therefore until it's given away, so it's still considered to be mine. Now, the Ritbaz learns it slightly differently. The Ritbaz has a nice lomdish explanation here. The Ritbaz learns that there's a question here, which he wants to explain it more based on the question, why Hefker Pater from Meiser? Is Hefker Pater from Meiser because of it's not Shomer anymore, it's not preserved, or because Yarako Shovimbo, everybody is now equivalent in it, everybody has equal rights in it. So if you hold that Hefker is because of Eino Shomer, then that applies to which one would apply to Rabbi Yossi's case? Yeah, now that I'm looking at it, I don't think it's such a great explanation. He wants to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, if you hold that the breeze of Hefker is because it's not Nishmar, because it has no Bailim, so this still has a Bailim. If you hold that Hefker is because everybody has equal rights to it, so now everybody has equal rights to it. That's not true. Even if you hold the Hefker Lakeos, it's still not Shomer. So I'm not sure I like it. I wrote I don't like Reed Bad's Pshat because it's not so clear in the book. But so therefore, I wrote that I like the Mashbiach's Pshat better. So I'm reading from what I wrote in my notes. That Hefker Rabbi Yossi is still Chayv and Meiser. This is yet another Pshat that I said before. I said before Pshat that the Pashup Pshat I said before is that Ma'amar Hefker Lo Matana, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that Hefker is really Hefker, he holds it's like a Matana, and that's why it's Chayv and Meiser. But the Pashup says another Pshat which I think is nice also. He says there are two types of Hefker even called Rabbi Yossi. There's one Hefker where I may say it's Hefker. There's another type of Hefker, which is based on some Sugis Melbasa, where I say, I'm giving this as a gift to Reuven. What happens is that if Reuven says, oh, no, I don't want your gift. I reject your gift. So in that case, there's a Sugis Melbasa, I don't know if we passed it like this, I didn't look it up, but the Sugis Melbasa says that field becomes Hefker. Because I don't want it, and you don't want it, so now it becomes Hefker. So in that case, he wants to say the Mashbiach that when does Rabbi Yossi hold Hefker has to retain ownership, where I left it open ended, which basically means it's still mine until somebody comes along and takes it. But if I didn't leave it open ended, I actually directed my field at a certain person. I said I'm giving this matana to so and so, and then that guy doesn't take it, then that's true Hefker, even according to Rabbi Yossi, because he tried to dump ownership. He actually got rid of his ownership. He gave it away. The other guy refused to take it, which is his prerogative. He doesn't have to actually take it.
He didn't make a kinyan, though.
Right, so that's the thing. That I don't remember how we passed it. My suspicion that we passed it, and Sugi actually, that it just reversed the original owner. Exactly. But the way he wants to learn it is that we can contrive a case, which even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's mamish hefker, because I didn't just give permission to everybody to come and take it, but rather I actually dumped my ownership somehow. Okay? So that would be, in that case, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that and Matana, which didn't come to fruition according to much Pia Spra, even Rabbi Yossi agreed that it's part of Mina Maestros.
I understand if he said, if you don't want it, then I'm making it happen.
Yeah.
But he didn't say that. He just didn't say anything.
Okay, now that I'm looking at it again tonight, I think the Parshim Pshat that I said for is really the best Pshat. And Rabbi Yossi holds it. Rabbi Yossi's Hefker is now we call Hefker. It's really a Matana, and therefore it's not part of Mina Maestros. Of course, Rabbi Yossi would hold there is a real Hefker. It was a field which was never owned, right? Let's say they conquered, you know, the part of Eretz Yisrael which had not been conquered before, became part of the Jewish nation, wasn't owned by anybody yet, nobody staked the homestead, you know, act there. So then, that would be true Hefker. And anything which grows there would not be Chayv and Maisers, you know? So that might be a case. Nowadays, you have cases like that, you know, land in the state, which is owned by Arabs, you know, or just grows wild. Let's say that's why most Sabras are not Chayv and Maisers, because most people don't, Sabras trees are not owned by people, right? So things like nobody wants to own a cactus plant. So therefore you have, so that's a case in which you have something which is true Hefker. And now Chayv and Maisers.
Actually, it's when Barak says...
I knew something was coming. I was just waiting for the comment.
And Arafat says, no, I don't want it.
Right, that would be the case. Right. That would be the case, right. Asa, no, it's going to happen in South Lebanon. That's going to happen. Asa Rabbi Yaakov Barach of B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lachim said, Hefker Rabbi Yossi V'Chayv and Maisers. The Hefker, according to Rabbi Yossi, is Chayv and Maisers. Tam and Amar... Yeah, says Mar, wait a minute. That's nice, but Tam and Amar over there, I don't know where Tamon is, maybe in Bavel. They said, have Krabi Yossi, ain't no Chayv and Maisers. There's Hefker Krabi Yossi, it's not Chayv and Maisers. So how do we learn that? Right? So we have a contradiction or a machlokas. So says Gemara, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, what's the basis for the opinion that even Krabi Yossi, his Hefker is not Chayv and Maisers? So like I said in the name of Ridbaz before, although it's hard to fit in his Mahal to the Gemara previously, but here certainly you see what Ridbaz is saying. The parameter Meiser applies when Levi has no Nachla, and you're giving something from your Nachla, then there's Meiser. From that which you have, and he doesn't have, you have to give him. So that precludes Hefker, where he also has a right to it. So even Rabbi Yossi's Hefker is part of Mina Maisers, right? Because Rabbi Shlaki was saying, well, Rabbi Yossi's Hefker still belongs to somebody, so therefore, it's still Chayv and Maisers. But Rabbi Yochanan saying, no, it doesn't matter, even though it still belongs to somebody. Since anybody can come and take it now. Anybody has the equal right to come and take hold of it, so therefore it is part of Mina Maisers. Because he holds the parameter which exempts you from Miser is not that it be ownerless, but that everybody has equal rights in it. Okay? So that's his parameter. And there's a couple words missing. It says Yotza Leket, Bechui, it's part from Leket Shichon Peah. He Leket Shichon Peah, they're all the same, in that you wouldn't have to give it from this field. He Hefker, just like Hefker. Just like Hefker is bought from Meiser, so it's bought from Lekat Shulchan Peah. Now, Ad Kidun, now, it's a very interesting question we're going to talk about here, which is not in the, Bavli at all, this question here, but there is a similar issue in the, oh no, here it is, I'm sorry, I thought it was an issue in Bava Basra, but he is also here, I see it is in the Bavli here. But not to the same extent that we have here in the Yerushalmi. So in any event, the Gemara says here, Akadug Shemafkir Lizman Meruga. That makes the feeling of Ryan changes gears here slightly. I'm not sure it's necessary, but I'll read you the way he has it. Akadug Shemafkir Stop. He throws in the word stop. What about Lizman Meruba? What about if he's mafkir for a long time but not permanently? Or, and you can take out the next words, afilu ifkira, or what about Lizman Mur, he does a short time, like a week or a day. Is that called hefkir? Okay, is there such a concept of hefker in that case. Okay? Now, the nafkamina here, the issue is not according to Rabbi Yossi so much, according to Rameir. Rameir said hefker is permanent hefker, right? And you will relinquish all rights. But what if I made a hefker lizman? You made something hefker for a week. Can you renege during that week? Or do you have to abide by what you said? Fair is fair. There is such a thing as hefker lizman, but you have to keep that time. But you can't renege halfway through the week, or, you know, whatever term of hefker you gave. So it says, when Yishmin min adol, let's hear from here. Amafkir sadeh ushlosh yomim. If you're ushlosh yomim, really hefker, according to Meir, should be immediate and complete, but they made a special takara. That for the first 3 days, you can renege on hefker. So Xer Drabon, it's like hefker based in hefker. They changed the nature of hefker. And the reason why they did this is because Ramoyim, you have people who were tricksters who used to be mafkir their stuff and immediately be rezoichet. And then they say, oh, I'm bought from Meiser because I was mafkir it. I was zoichet in hefker, right? So therefore, Chacham said, it's not hefker until you leave it hefker for 72 hours. I mean, it's not hefker for the first 72 hours. But to make it really hefker, it has to be hefker for 72 hours or more, which of course will give people time to hear about it, and you're going to be putting your shul at risk, and therefore most people won't do it, right? If you're going to just put something out, be mafkir and take it immediately back, so sure.
Yeah, okay. Who are you? You looked ahead, yeah. So,
Bishmina min adol. Let's hear from this case. Hamafkir seir shloshi yom yichoyzer. Amrav Zira says, lo amar ela shloshi. Now the Rizir asked this question. Sounds like only within 3 days you can renege. Or after Shlosha inachozibol, is it after three days can you renege or not? Right? In other words, we see during 3 days you can renege, that's fine. But I want to know about after 3 days. Let's say you made something after for a week. Right? Not permanently. When you made something permanently after, you can only chozer the first 3 days, afterwards you can't be chozer. And also the first 3 days takon the rabbanon. What about when you made something hefker for a week? You renege after the first 3 days. So it says, Matan Rabbi Shimon Dainer, Rabbi Shimon the Dainer, Tekun Rabbi Zera, Filo Acher Shloshi Yom Lichoyzer Bo. Even after 3 days, you can renege. Yes. Amar Lehmi came without the Amar Lacher Shloshi Lichoyzer Bo. If you said that anytime after 3 days, you renege, Hu Lacher Shloshi Lacher Kami Yom, well, there's no difference if it's immediately after 3 days or in several days after 3 days. Masnisim sai Rabbi Zira, and this is a riot for Rabbi Zira's position, Rabbi Zira's conclusion on this. Bamed when Braisa says, Bamed var morim kshiv kir stop. When is true when he made a generic hefker? Mama sadi move keres yoim echot. Shabbos echot, chodesh echot, shana echot, shavu echot. For 1 week, for 1 month, for 1 year, for 7 years. Achlo zocha ben hu ben acher. Until somebody takes possession, either himself or somebody else, yochlu lach zorbo. Okay, even before this mine is up, he can renege on the deal. He can renege, not just reacquire. Reacquire is one thing, but he can push a renege on the deal. Say, I renounce my hefker. Because in hefker this mine, even Rabbi Meir agrees that it's like Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't really leave my brishus. Right? Because otherwise, after the time elapsed, how do I get it back? So it's always like a yo-yo. You know, I toss it out, but I can take it back. So he holds, I can even take it back in the middle. Okay? I can take it back from the middle of the term. Misha Zachaba, but what is the nature of Hefker Lizman? Misha Zachaba, Ben Hu Ben Acher, Eno Yochel Asuro. If somebody comes and takes possession of it, whether it's me, but usually it's going to be somebody else, then I can't renege anymore. That's the whole concept of Hefker Lizman. Hefker Lizman means that I make something, I may give for a certain amount of time permission to anybody to come and to grab hold of it. You know, it's like if I leave my, I have a shtickle on this in the Big Day Shesh. If I leave something out in my backyard, my backyard is actually not hefker, leave something out on the street. So you can call that like hefker lizman, because for the time it's on the street, I didn't relinquish ownership. But I realized that I run the risk of somebody else taking hold of it. And I'm willing to run that risk for whatever reason I'm willing to run it. But in any event, that's the idea of hefker lizman. But just so I can take it back any time I want. That's what I'm going to say. Okay? If I didn't take it back, somebody else came and took it for foul. but will draw, I can take it back. Okay? Hadamara, now this issue has several things. Who's my Maruba, who's my Mu? There's no time limit. But whatever time made after four, I can always reneg in the middle. Hadamar Shlokashu La Rama. And this tells us that we're not choshish for Roma. If you made it Hefker for 3 days, and then reneged on them afterwards, you talk about it for Meiser. We're not choshish that you're trying to rip off Meiser. We permit, we let it go through. Okay? Hadam Rasha Adam Mafkir B'choyzev Ezoicher. And that tells the person to be Mafkir and take it back anyway. And why is that a problem? The world actually doesn't say, it's partial recorder, right? Of course, if anybody can take it, you can take it too. But the truth is, we say several places in Shas, and I forget where offhand, I'm blanking on this, but Hefker's mitam neder. Hefker works like a neder. It really is. Especially according to Rabbi Yossi, and according to Meir and Hefker Luzman, it's like an obligation upon myself to allow other people to take it. So I might think for me to take it back contradicts my neder. Because my neder was to make it, available to other people. And here, if I take it back, I'm transgressing the neder. That's what he wants to tell us. That a person is allowed to take it back himself. Okay? It's not contradicting the neder. How their pasha child, their child shaylos Rabbi Ziran. Of course, this resolves the issue. Ziran uzman muat, uzman maruba. It makes no difference a short time or long time. Okay, now going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah said, by law, in the Resefa, it said, the other guy can take the food and eat it, Rabbi Yossi Osir. Rabbi Yossi asks, it's my time, Rabbi Yossi, what's the logic, Rabbi Yossi? Amivnei says, like we said before, earlier this evening, Amivnei Shekodam Hefkero, Konedril Hefkero. And therefore, the nether outlasts the Hefker. Hefkero and Nedril lo. If the hefker preceded the nether, then talk would be okay. Because obviously the nether, so what the question is, it's not obvious. Sorry, I almost misspoke. Bon come Rabbi Yossi. They asked in front of Rabbi Yossi. I don't think it's Rabbi Yossi the time. I think it must be Rabbi Yossi the Amora they asked. They should call them Nidru Lefkero. What difference does it make? Kun Rabbi Yossi, even a neder after Hefker should take effect. Because Rabbi Yossi holds even after Hefker, it's still yours. So why do you say that if the neder, like we said earlier, it's only a problem if the neder precedes the Hefker, should also be a problem if the Hefker precedes the neder. Right? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, even after the Hefker, it's still yours. So just like the logic, if the neder precedes the Hefker, it continues past Hefker because it's still yours, and therefore the neder still attaches to the object. It should be the opposite too. If the Hefker precedes the neder should take effect on the law on the object. So says Mara, you know why? On Maloney's, Rabbi Yossi said to us, theoretically you're right in the lumpus. But we have to look at his kavana. When a person takes a neder, he doesn't have in mind to make the neder take effect on that which has already been mafkir. So if the hefker object is sitting in the corner or out in the street, it's still technically his, but he doesn't have his mind in das b'neodim, he already doesn't have das to make the neder pertain to that object. So theoretically he could if he wanted to, according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi hefker hasn't left the Yerushus yet. But l'maisa, that's not what he has in mind. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda said, actually, now, the next Gemara is very messed up, according to Gilead Ephraim. Now, everybody else goes crazy with yourselves. Gilead Ephraim just cuts and pastes the entire page. It's a mess. But Gilead Ephraim at least doesn't change almost any of yourselves. So the first we have to go down here. Keep one finger over here by Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Now go down to the next, what should be here first is the line, four lines below this, where it says Rabbi Yehuda again. You see that? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem, B'Shem, Yotzorek said, they said it should say Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem, B'Shem, Yotzorek, and Rabbi Meir Magensi. It should say, HaMafkir Soda La'Sor B'Nei Odom Eino Choyzer Bo. If you're mafkir your field to 10 people, Eino Choyzer Bo. Now, the Gemara understands that to mean that Hefker must take place in front of 10 people. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Asi Kremir, that's a Kremir. Because Kremir holds Hefker, you relinquish all ownership, right? So it's got to be like a public thing, like 10 people makes it public. So it's got to be in public. It's got to be like, that's like Rabbi Meir. Now, go back to where you have your finger before. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hachin Kasha, Kasha Kodomoi. I asked this in front of Rabbi Shimon Yotzodak. Hai Hefker Yachid Lo. What, you can't make Hefker one-on-one? You can't make Hefker on yourself? For my side, so we do with our Chometz and our Pesach, right? We're mafkir the Chometz, you know, ourselves. You can't make Hefker on yourself? For what are you going to do with our Mishnah? For Allah Noita Vayachal, it says explicitly in our Mishnah, it's one-on-one. Right? And it says, I'm mafkir, I put it on a rock, and the other guy can come and take it. It's not in front of 10 people in our Mishnah, right? It's just these two people walking down the road. Right? The Mudra and the Madir. So how can you say you need 10 people? Now, keep one finger over here and go down to the, it says the second to last line. You see, Aldat, so it says, well, Aldat Maksha Rabbi Meir. Instead of asking where's Rabbi Meir, you can, Kashisa Rabbi Yossi. Ask question Rabbi Yossi as well. What's the question on Rabbi Yossi? The question Rabbi Yossi is that it seems, although it's not clear to me where the Gemara got this, except the Gemara is going to say it later on. It seems Rabbi Yossi also they learn holds you need three people to make something hefker. So there aren't three people here either. Even Rabbi Yossi holds only 10 holds you have to have three. Now the Gemara goes on and says, going back to where we were before, Rabbi Yossi Oser.
One second.
Yeah. So it says Mark Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi Asers. So on my loan, he said Loasa Daito Loaser Mashi Hivkir. So he says he says it sounds like, but according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only because our Mishnah, it's only because the neder preceded the hefker. But if the hefker preceded the neder, it would sound like it was okay. How come? We're the three people. It's only one on one. So says Mara again, the same idea before, but here with a different nuance. Enochnami. Could say, according to Rabbi Yossi, you talk to need three people to be mafkir. Hefker without three doesn't really work. But Rabbi Yossi holds a different svara here in our Mishnah. The reason why if your hefker precede your netter, even if it's solo, one-on-one, it works, it's not because the hefker works halachically, but rather, lo'olala das le'esor mashi hefker. Once he made it hefker, once he relinquished ownership psychologically, even if halachically it doesn't work. That's enough that his nether afterwards is not going to take effect. So your kasha was that sounds like Rabbi Yossi only asks us because the nether preceded the hefker. But if the hefker preceded the nether, even in a one-on-one situation, it's the nether doesn't apply. Hi, it's not valid after there isn't three. That's why you're right, it's not valid hefker if there isn't three. But psychologically, a person doesn't have in mind the asr something once he makes it hefker, even if it's not a truly valid halachic hefker. Okay? So it says the Gemara. Now, the only lines we have left now to go to are Rabbi Mona Boy, which is the third line from the bottom. Oh, no, not yet. We're still not finished with messing around here. Now, over here we have to put in the last line. So says Mark, you know what? Let's go back to our mayor. So yeah, difficult to go to our mayor. Do you talk to need 10 people? Hi, whatever, Amishta? No, says Mark. Mata, Marta, La Sora. What do we say that Amaki La Sora? It means Lifne Asora. Means you can make hefker to 10 people. You don't need 10 people to make hefker. You make something hefker to 10 people. You take a group of 10 people and say, well, you were mentioned before, I'm making this hefker to you 10 guys. Even though it's not hefker to the rest of the world, and that's actually a machlokas, you know, throughout Shas, between Mesom and Sham, if hefker lanim hefker, or hefker, it also has to be hefker la shirim, but it could be included, Mesom is also has to be hefker also la shirim. But it could be I can select the group. At least I may hold I can select the group to whom I can make it hefker. Okay? Now we go back to Rabbi Mana, the third line. Trust me, I know it's been hard to follow, but we've seen every line on the page. Every line on the page has been accounted for. Rabbi Mana boy, mata marta l'shloisha, lifnei shloisha. So what about that which we know that you need three for hefker? Does that mean also it's to three people that you make it after, but really it's to make it after to three, or does it mean that after a taka test to take place in front of three people? So says the Gemara. Now, top of the next page, Amalei said, if kira b'fnei shnai, if kira, there's a difference between rafki between two or in front of two or three people. If kira b'fnei shnai, chayzeb of chay b'maisus. If you're rafki in front of two people, you can still renege, and therefore it's still chay b'maisus. B'fnei shloisha, in front of three people, eino chayzeb, you can no longer renege, and therefore you're potter min ha'maisus. Even if you get it again, take it back, you can't renege. Now, this is, of course, in Rabbi Meir, not in Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, it's always still yours until somebody else is zocher. But in Rabbi Meir, it's a nafkumina. From two people, can still renege. From three people, can't renege anymore.
Now, it's like a
basin. Now, the Ribaz brings down, of course, in this is in the Bible explicitly, that you can be mafkir in front of one person, right? The Gemara in the Bible says, Shem Levi Amar Dvarto, Afilu Be'echot Avi Hefkir, right? And he says, why do you need three? Not because of a basin, he says here, but rather because she has shnayim me'idim ve'echot zoicha. Two people the eight and one that gets the schus in it. But the Ritba'ah says, mistam the Yushami also agrees that hefker in front of one person is hefker, you know, if he really wants to be mafkirit, such as the case of chometzer or Pesach, right? Just said for monetary issues where chosh mishpat is relevant, then you have to have actually either two or three people. Mistam the Yushami agrees that one person would be enough for Isser Behetzer, like Or HaChaim and Chametz and stuff like that. Okay. That was a hard Gemara tonight, but at least I was awake. I don't know if it's better if I'm awake or better if I'm asleep. Okay. HaShutim Shinoadu Anoya Zem Izeh. Let's just go a little further. Shutim which are invited enough from each other. Now this is Dr. Spadel's favorite sugi, you know, Shas, of course, Breva. They can't go into their common yard because they're in Modar Nor. No, Zenichlan Stokshlo of Zeichlan Stokshlo, it's Breva. Each guy goes into his half and says, this is my half, I can go into it. Now, the Ribbah says it's not like all other Brevas and Shas. All Brevas and Shas, it's Taka real Breva. But here, this Breira works, even according to the way Paschal normally is, Breira doesn't work by Doraisa, only by the Rabbanis. But here, the Breira is contingent on Das Bnei Adam. We say, when he made the Nether, this was his mindset. So this type of Breira can work, even if we say Breira normally doesn't work. But Nether, since Nether, even so is Doraisa, it's taken into account mindset, so here Breira can work as well. Okay? So that's a shot what his mindset was when he took the Nether. So shnei masurim milamid rechayim v'tanur. No, neither of them could put their millstones or an oven ulegadol tarnigolim or grow hens, chicks there. Hayachamem mudner anoya. What if the only one of them had four sworn benefit? Lo yikaras lechotzer. He can't enter the field. Rav Yaakov said, still there. Oymer yochul oymer lo tol sheli anichas. So go into mine. Beni nechas tol shechad natitz yud. The kovidus anoy d'shirim kor chalko. We sell. However, in the long run, we forced the guy who took the netter to sell out because it's intolerable to go this way. Now, here the Gemara, the Yerushalmi explains this explicitly. Lomdishly, I don't know the Bible doesn't say this. Rabbi Nami, kol tevach v'tevach shushutvinu. Every tevach belongs to shushutvin together. Every molecule is b'shutvus. So neither of them allowed in. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, zeniklas tetoch shelo, zeniklas tetoch shelo. No, well, each one of us gets to choose our port, but. What if you divide it even after the netter with a fence? After Rabbanan Moedi, even Rabbanan concede. Because at that point the molecules are rent asunder. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. The continuous, we'll go on with this.